B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets it blocked. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Gorgeous morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley.
That's it?
It's gallows humor. People just been through it. And then in our area, let's have ungodly storms travel through the area and make it worse for people and give them no power. As unnatural storms roll through the Delaware Valley yesterday. I saw storms yesterday, and I looked up, and I was like, this is definitely the end of the world. Why are you going to torture us? Like, you want to make us pawns in the big game of life, right? Well, just end our misery. I mean, if you're going to do that, you're going to have these crazy storms. The sky was completely black on one side. Like this ominous deep gray. And on the other side, there was like a light. And it was just strange. And it was almost unnatural, the storms that rolled through. And like the amount of rain, like beyond sheets of rain. I don't even know what it is. It's like the buckets that just come down. And, of course, a lot of people across the Delaware Valley are without power today. So the deadly pandemic, the social unrest, and now Mother Nature and storms. So I guess locusts are next. We need to be transported to a happy place. I feel it, like I'm sure you guys feel it. We're beat up society, having to deal with a lot of stuff. And, this is when we talk about the idea of coming together and unity. This is what we're talking about. Like, we can only lean on one another. Right, if your power goes out and there's a tree in front of your house, you got to work with other people. Pico, and they're doing their best, and you got the tree cutting company, and everybody's doing. You have the all the first responders. Right? Think about thankless jobs everywhere, and everybody's just trying to lean on one another. And that's what we need now, is that we need understanding for fellow man. And I know everybody will be talking about it, and, everybody's talking in the sports world about Drew Brees and what Drew Brees said about the flag. And the point is, it's not about the flag. It's not about your grandparents. God bless them who fought for the country. This isn't about veterans and the flag. It's not about that. That's why it was so disappointing why you had teammates come out. And I saw the Malcolm Jenkins video we put out on social media. I mean, it breaks your heart. He's like pleading with Drew Brees. Like, dude, it's not about that. None of this stuff when it came to the protest was against military, was against our heroes, our veterans. There was nothing like that. It was about awareness. It was about, bringing to light an issue, a problem, a feeling from a group of people, a large group of people that feel a certain way. That's all that was. And so that's why it's insensitive for Drew Brees, especially now. Like, you don't double that. It's not about that. Now it's just about understanding. Going, I hear you. All you got to do is hear. It's not about you. Right? See, the problem we all have sometimes is that we think everything's about us. And I understand we relate to everything about us, right? We live in our own little world, our bubble. Nobody looks out for us except us, right? Our family and our friends, and we're in these bubbles. But sometimes when it comes to times like this, especially when you are a high-profile guy, you got to look outside us, outside me. Not about Drew Brees. God bless him. You know, he's one of the great quarterbacks in the history of the game. It's not about him. It's not about his grandfather. It's about Malcolm Jenkins, the way Malcolm Jenkins feels. And all his other black teammates. That you go, all right, you know, it's not about Malcolm. Let me step aside. Let me just say, hey, man, I hear you. And, you know, here's my arm around you. That's all. I mean, I think that's what people want, right? I know if I was feeling a certain way, and I just want that arm around me, saying, you know, listen, we got your back. And that's the opportunity, the shame that Drew Brees missed that opportunity. That all Malcolm Jenkins and his other black teammates wanted was an arm around them, saying, you know, I'm with you, man. You're hurting right now, and I hear that. I don't want you to hurt. That's it. Simple. Just walk with me and put your arm around me. And that's the great message, and that's the shame of it when it comes down to that situation. And now, you know, there's division and there's hard feelings, and it's all understandable. That's why it's important, you know, right now, when we talk about it from a sports standpoint, but really it's about a life standpoint when it comes to leaders and just putting our arm around people and get through this together and act the right change and walk together and get through it together. Like we're going to get through the storms and the power outages and every other, you know, fastball that life brings. I don't know about you guys. Man, I can't wait until July 31st. I can't wait until there's sports back. I can't wait. I need it bad, man. Hockey, hoops. We got Sixers song. We got the Flyers song. I can't wait for it. I can't wait just to lose myself. I think today, in addition to all the conversation we're going to have, I want to go somewhere. Transport me mentally to a happy place. We talk about our sports happy place, you know, from time to time. Let's bring it back, man. Let's take me there to somewhere that's happy. Somewhere in our annals, in our memories, where it was joy. I want to go there. If you transport me for 30 seconds, hey, remember this moment? And I could smile for 30 seconds. Good morning, Junis.
Hello, Anthony.
How are you? Without power, my friend?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get by it. We'll get by it. Apparently, 11 o'clock. Tomorrow night, I'll get it back. So, we'll see.
So, your estimated time is tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night at 11 p.m. And, you know what? I credit everybody that is working on stuff because I heard, you know, chainsaws last night at 3:30 in the morning. So, they were working overnight, you know?
They do. They work hard.
Man. And so, I really appreciate...
They're, you know, I mean, they realize what it takes. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what woke me up. I don't know if it was me sweating in bed or if it was the chainsaw, but I appreciate the hard work that they're doing right now. And and, you know, cleaning up the roads first, because my little dead end street is obviously not anywhere near as important as the safety of people driving on the road. So I appreciate what they're doing. But yeah, you know, we'll get through this. Yesterday was a crazy day, you know, with the storm and obviously the Drew Brees comments that I just thought were closed-minded. And I know a lot of people still agree with Drew Brees, and all right, you know, it's fine. But, again, but it's
not about that.
Exactly.
Right? Like that, it's not about agree or disagree, right? Like, it's not about agree or disagree. Nobody would disagree that military veterans should be honored.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who would disagree with
and
that.
It's not just white veterans, right? There's veterans of all creeds that we should be honoring.
Well, that's the point. I mean, right. I mean, what's the point? Like, the point is that, you know, God bless our veterans, our heroes. I mean, I'm serious. I mean it's obvious that nobody is, you know, railing or denouncing the veterans,
right,
the heroes. I mean, nobody's doing that. And the flag itself is not just the symbol of the military and our veterans who fought for it.
Right.
Like, we owe them a debt of gratitude.
Big time.
Right? In a huge way. I don't think anyone is denigrating. I don't think Malcolm Jenkins is denigrating them by the kneeling
situation. And no one should.
It's just to bring awareness to an issue that is a huge issue in America, and the idea, it's the symbolism that you can, the beauty of that flag is that you can wage a protest in search of something just.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, you can seek justice and not worry about, you know, going against the state, right? The all omnipotent state that's going to put you in jail and hang you for waging a protest.
Right.
You know, put you forth before a firing squad. That's the beauty of our flag, is that you're allowed, there's a freedom to protest injustice. What we see is social injustice. That's all.
Yeah, perfectly said.
I don't see it as I agree and you disagree.
Right.
I don't see it as that. I know everything today is
debate.
Everything is. I mean, it's amazing. It's truly amazing how we debate everything. It's one of the things I hate about what sports has become. Or at least what sports media has become.
Right. A lot of hot takes. Yeah.
And just shut the bleep up. All right? You know, God forbid. It's funny. Somebody would find something wrong with the Mona Lisa. Right? You could say the most obvious thing. I disagree. Here's my... shut the bleep up. My Lord.
Right.
Life's short. Are you nuts? You really want to argue over that something as petty as whatever, right? Life's short. The best shortstop. You know, come on, man.
Oh. No, this guy's the best shortstop.
Oh, screaming and yelling. Leave it a bleep alone. I mean, sometimes you really have it. Like, I'm in checkout mode, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to disappear. Oh, well, we're just getting started, so I implore you to take me to your own happy place.
Hey, happy place could be Orlando, Florida soon.
Yes, really?
Yeah, the call happens this afternoon. Yeah, we'll be on the air when the call happens.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to
tap in.
I want to tap into it. I do.
Hello, this is Josh Harris.
Yeah, hello.
hello.
All right,
find audio from Josh Harris. We'll splice it together and make it sound like we're calling in. Yeah.
And then we'll play the Sixer song at the end.
Yes.
Be beautiful.
Hunt the deer.
610. Sing Hunt the deer. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. Cuz ready with the tunis. We're just getting started on a Thursday across the Delaware Valley.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, tunes to power.
Hopefully. Yeah, I got to tweet out the photo. I feel so bad. My poor neighbor, he's just trapped. The tree's just in front, like he can't get out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And because we
you
live on
a, to me, I was like, wow.
Yeah, we live on a dead end, and so it's not like he can walk around his house.
Yeah, that's insane.
He'll just fall down a cliff and break his legs. And he can't go out the back because we live on a hill. So it's so like, you know, unless he's extremely athletic and can sort of scale the wall, you know, there's no way of getting out.
That's wild, man.
I had a text him. I was like, listen, if there's an emergency, you know, go to your roof access. And then, you know, we just have like the typical fire. It's not even a fire escape. I don't even know what it is. It's not a rooftop where like you can set up chairs, right? It's just the roof. So I was like, if you need to, go out yours and then just call me and we'll let you down ours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. I tossed him a beer. He didn't have any beer. I was like, oh, that's a terrible time for you to run out of beer.
Yeah, it sucks too for you because you had no refrigerator to keep it cold.
Yeah, so I just have to finish them. That's all.
Yeah, it sucks. You're gonna go. You can't even go with mom and dad because you're down the shore. Yeah,
exactly.
What about Christy's parents?
We could. They live in Mantua, so I mean, we could make the trip.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks.
It's just funny because remember we were talking about the temperature changes yesterday, right? So like at night when we went to bed, it wasn't terrible out. It was like 70 something.
No, it wasn't. No, because it dropped. The temp dropped crazy. Right.
So we had the windows open because obviously there's no fan. So we need some sort of circulation of air. So it's like, all right,
right.
Mid-70s, not ideal. But hey, it's fine. You know, people have dealt with worse. But then the temperature rate, like it went up to like mid-80s. All of a sudden it's 4 in the morning. I'm like, what? I look at my phone, it's 82 degrees. It was hotter at 3:30 in the morning than it was at 10 at night.
It was crazy. Did you know, like, we had a storm roll through, and it was, I guess, around 6 o'clock.
Yes, we got it, too.
And the temperature went from, like, 87 to, like, 75.
Yeah, and you're like, uh-oh, what's...
In, like,
oh boy.
10 minutes, right? And it felt really good. And then by 8 o'clock, it was back up to, like, 85.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was insane yesterday. But
crazy.
You know,
what to do with no power?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you want to talk about life, what life was like during the pandemic of 1919.
Right.
Right. Yeah, most people powerless, right? You got people dying of this flu. I mean, whereas every time I think we have a bet,
you think back to when tic-tac-toe was all that they could really do. Right. At least I got Scrabble or something.
Right. Like, imagine, like, nobody had baseball gloves. But imagine if you had a baseball glove. Like, I was like, oh, let's have a catch. Oh.
Yeah, it was last night. We didn't know, because I couldn't look at my phone because I don't have a portable, like, I don't have one of those portable chargers.
So I was like,
I had to turn off my phone until I knew I was going to bed so that, like, my phone wasn't going off. Yeah.
Preserve it, yeah.
Yeah, so 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Here you go, buddy.
I'll make it. I'll survive.
There you go. There's a lot of people, no power today.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to the phone lines coming up shortly. Elsewhere, the big news in sports is looking forward to the NBA and the NBA reopening. And we'll talk to Tim Legler coming up at some point today, tomorrow. We'll grab legs to kind of look at these playoffs. And it's going to be fun. You get 8 games of the regular season, and that will kind of determine where everybody's at, and then the playoffs begin. Now, you know, it's funny. I love it, and I love the NHL going right to the playoffs. They're play-in tournament. So you have the NHL probably going to start around August 1st. So the month of August is going to be incredible. Between NHL playoffs, NBA finishing regular season, NBA playoffs, and the one thing it's funny that they've been talking about, Andrew, is home court.
Yes.
Or home ice.
It's so dumb.
There's no fans, so who cares?
Right, exactly. Yeah,
why,
so...
Why do you need a home court?
I don't know.
Like, the seeds are the seeds. Like, I understand that because, you know, to get the one seed, you know, you're Milwaukee, you feel like you're getting ripped off.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to guess that they're going to vote for this. I'm going to guess that none of these pass because, let's face it, if you're not one of the top 4 seeds in either conference, why would you vote for any of these things? Right? It's going to be 8 versus...
You read some of them.
Yeah, it's going to be 8 versus 14 pretty much. But so here are the alternatives to home court advantage per Dave McMenamin of ESPN. The higher seeded team, and I guess this one is the most sense... The higher seeded team gets possession to start second, third, and fourth quarters. Like, okay, does that really do much? But whatever.
All right.
Now we get ridiculous. The higher seeded team designates one player to be allowed 7 fouls before fouling out instead of the 6. So the Bucks would give, I'm sure, Giannis Antetokounmpo 7 fouls instead of 6.
That's dumb.
The higher seeded team receives 1 extra coach's challenge.
All right.
There you go. The higher seeded team transports actual hardwood home court to Orlando.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's
ridiculous. Could you imagine?
Come on.
Could you imagine? What about the Celtics?
Right, let's bring the parquet.
Yes. Come on. And then the last one is higher seeded teams get hotel choice priority.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Hotel choice. I'm going to stay at the Diplomat.
Yeah.
Who do you got? All right, the big hotel choice is through Disney World, right?
Yeah.
We were down there last year. We did the show down there. There's the Continental. I'm trying to remember.
I want the Mickey Mouse Sports Hotel.
Come on, man.
You get the music one.
There's a great restaurant. One of them we went to. The NBA took us to this Spanish restaurant. It was tremendous.
But I'm just like, come on. Yeah. I want the first floor at this hotel.
No, it's stupid. And by the way, the advantage you get is you're the better team.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, if you're the 1 seed, you're playing the 8 seed. Well, the 8 seed, you're better than the 8 seed.
Yeah, Milwaukee, your advantage is you're Milwaukee with Giannis Antetokounmpo and you're facing Markelle Fultz. Like, that's your advantage.
Come on. Crazy. Now we get that. But, and this is what stuff that, this is the hang up, right? Stuff like this becomes a hang up. Don't worry about stuff like this. Just go play. Please, go play.
Yes.
Other news, baseball rejects the players' 114 game, as we told you yesterday, came down during the show. It's a 114 game proposal, and it does not plan to have a counter proposal just yet.
Great.
Still feel good about baseball?
They're going to play, but that doesn't mean they're going to play July 4th. They're going to play, but they're going to screw themselves over if they start July 25th.
You still think they play?
Yes, I still think they play. That July 4th beautiful plan, right? The beautiful idea of July 4th weekend baseball, and plus you have a full month before the other leagues return. That beautiful thought, I don't know if that's going to happen. I do believe they still play at some point, though.
I don't know how. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done.
And
by the way, in case you didn't know the calendar, it's June 4th.
Yep.
You got a lot of work to do just to come to an agreement.
Yep.
Before you go to spring. Like, why bother? I mean, Andrew, at some point, is it worth playing baseball to start August 1st?
Probably not.
I mean, really?
Especially if you're
going to be honest with, if we're going to be real about it, what good is it starting? I mean, really, what could it start middle July?
Right, and the owner of the Diamondbacks was on one radio station in Arizona, and he basically said none of the owners will agree on playing in November. That's what the latest baseball, the MLBPA Association, their proposal was 114 games, World Series is in November. They don't want to play in November because of concerns of a spike. You know, that's at least their reasoning behind it. So if you want to play, you have to be done October, you know, mid-October or October 31st, the latest. And if you're doing August, you know, you're giving yourself, what, 60 games maybe? Unless you play every single day?
I mean, who cares about 60-game baseball?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, you talked about, and we had this argument, we did a whole show on bogus, no bogus, right?
Yes.
The whole show, bogus, no bogus. The NBA championship, you deem bogus. The NHL Stanley Cup, you deem bogus. If they're bogus, then what's
baseball? Oh, yeah, baseball's bogus, too, if you're playing 50 games.
No, but it's beyond bogus.
Right.
It's faux bogus. Bleeping bogus.
Yes.
Faux bogus. All right? That's what that is. Why you waste our time? Why? And if I'm the owners, why even open up? I don't know. I mean, I my guess is if you're going to open up for that short of time and you're going to pay the players what they're going to be paid, it doesn't really make fiscal sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, the only thing I look at is, and I don't have the books. I wonder how much money they will lose if they play zero games as opposed to how much money they would make if they do play at least 50. Like, I don't know what the number 50, that was the players, or no, that was the owners that considered it. So I don't know. They must know something where 50 games of TV revenue gives them at least some sort of profit.
Yeah.
Because in the end, right, this entire time it's been about money. So they're going to find whatever X amount of games it is where they can find a profit in their own pockets and then still also pay the players.
Yeah, but at some point, though, you just go, dude, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Go away. And they'll have missed the mark. I mean, listen, there's nothing they could do about April and May and June, right? You know, I mean, they got caught like everybody else got caught with the pandemic.
Right.
And, you know, you can't blame the sport for April, May, June. But the idea that they're infighting is going to leave them not ready to beat, ready to go by July 1. Like, they should be ready to go by July 1. Bottom line.
Yeah, July 1, you take the...
There's no excuse. Everything's opening up now. Vegas casinos open today.
Wow.
So baseball should be open. Ready for... They should be reporting for workouts like next week.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna shoot themselves in the foot. They really will. I still think they play, but again, if you're not gonna gain or grab that much of an audience if you're starting July 20th.
Yeah. I'm with you. By the way, on the text board, my father wants to know, how come you don't go charge your phone in the car?
I did for a little bit, but my chargers, you know, talk about for bogus, my chargers.
You got the bogus charger.
Yeah, I mean, I think it went from 60% to 62% in about 30 minutes.
Is there nothing worse than the bogus charger?
There is nothing worse.
I seriously, in life, and I promise I'll get to the calls. Forgive me if it feels like I'm stalling because... I really am. I want a good discourse today, and I'm beat up, man. I feel like everybody else. Like, it's like all you're talking about is bad news, and all you're talking about is difficult. It's hard, man. It's hard every day to watch news and. It's a difficult process, but the bogus charger sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible. I remember I bought it out of complete desperation once. Like, I don't know where I was, and my phone was dying, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to...
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, so I went to a Wawa and just bought whatever they had, spent way too much money for...
No, they get you, too.
Yeah.
The bogus chargers, they get you for, like, $30, $40.
Yeah, I'm sure they're more expensive than the ones that actually work.
Right? And then, like, you plug your phone in, it works one time, and then it's done. It doesn't work again. And then, and where it gets really hot, and you feel like the whole thing's going to explode, there's going to be a fire... Oh, it's
my charger basically holds its charge. Like, it doesn't charge it. It's just like, oh, you're at 60%. I'll keep it at 60% for a couple hours, but you're not going to go up. That's what my charger does.
I messed up, though. I had the greatest charge. I lose everything. I'm one of these. I'm terrible. I just lose things. I'm disorganized. It's awful, right? I'm terrible, terrible. I was traveling somewhere, and I was in the airport. I needed a charger. And I got a charger, and the thing was like gold. This charger, it was fast. It was money. It was a money charger. And yet, I lost it.
Yeah, see, you gotta take care of that money charger.
I know.
Tyrone has a money charger. Same thing. You plug it in, you're at 20% up to 100 in like
a
couple minutes.
Yeah, it's a big deal, the money charger, man. I think one of my kids stole it. Be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I play the games on the iPad, man.
Yeah. And I don't know what happened to him. Let's get started on the phone line, shall we? Let's go to Kenny. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning, Kenny.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing, Kenny?
Okay, I'll try to tell you a couple quick stories to try to get you in a better mood.
Sure.
Okay. First of all, I was lucky enough to grow up in Philadelphia and play stickball. When three or four of us could come out with a nickel piece and go buy a pimple ball, you know? And we didn't have to have all this technology. When was the last time you ever saw kids playing stickball in the street? You know? Or touch, you know, in the middle of the street. Really? I mean it, you know?
Well, I mean, but, it's a different time, you know? I mean, that's...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but first of all, I'd like to thank Peterson... And Andy Reid and the current Eagles owner, because I remember some very bad Eagles teams. I went to the last game in Franklin Field when they were 0-11.
Wow.
Okay. And you would have thought that they won the Super Bowl. I think the Giants gave them the game. You know what I mean? Like, look, it's the last game at Franklin Field. Let the Eagles win.
Right.
And you would have thought that they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. You really would have.
Yeah.
But let me just ask you, when you go on these road trips, the Frisco and places, do the people treat you good?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
the fans. And the other
opposing fans?
Yeah.
You know, it depends. I mean, you know, some people do, some people don't. You know, it's kind of like how it works.
Okay, because let me just tell you a story.
Yeah.
I go down to the Phillies game, and I'm sitting in right field. And Wentz was there, okay?
Uh-huh.
So they're playing against Boston. And this guy from Boston in center field makes a play up against the center field wall. He climbed the wall and grabbed the home run off him. I applauded the play.
Right.
I went, what a play.
Yeah.
You talk about a hostile crowd. I mean it. You know what I mean? They turned around and looked at me, and I said, I'm from Albany. I'm from Albany, man. But the sad fact about it is, a guy with his kid who was from Boston, because it's real hard to get tickets in Boston. They come down here for these games.
Yeah.
A guy from Boston with his 9-10-year-old kid had to leave that section. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he left the game. And I apologized. I said, listen, man, I said, this isn't how all Philly fans are.
Yeah.
But the same fans that were making Wentz a god when they won the series, right? Okay, thinking, yeah, we love you, Wentz, you're great.
Uh-huh.
2 years later, when he signed with Washington and he came back, they were throwing beers at him.
You're talking about Jason
Worth. Not Wentz. Right. Worth, rather. I wrote it down. Yeah. See, this is why I try to use my memory.
It's okay.
Not Wentz. Worth. At least that's I had right. the W.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But Worth, rather. Jason. Jason Worth. Right. Okay? But like I said, 2 years later, he's going to turn down an $18 million contract, right, a year, for these people who are throwing beers at him and spitting, you know what I mean? Calling him an asshole and everything.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, brother. That is sports, though, right? I mean, you know, the home team loves you when you play for the home team. And, you know, obviously there's always decorum, but I mean, sports is what it is. Its own like entity, with all the stuff going on in the world. I mean, all that stuff feels benign to me, the real issues in the world going on today with pandemics and civil unrest and killer storms, tornadoes on the East Coast.
I heard the tornado sirens yesterday.
I know,
for the first time in my life I heard the tornado sirens for real reasons and not Andrew sound the alarms.
Right.
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 I was like, oh my God, this isn't Cuz Radio. This is real life.
It was real life. It's crazy. Now I lived in Chicago and the Midwest in summertime, forget about it. There's, you know, lots and lots of tornadoes that come through more so, on the outskirts, where it's more, because it's so flat, right? But, geez, one came right downtown the loop and blew out the windows of the Sears Tower.
Wait, did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The footage of the funnel. And thank God, it could have done a lot more damage. It, its path took it right to the lake. And luckily, it did not do as much. It could have done some serious, killed a lot of people, and it didn't. But it went the footage of the funnel in downtown Chicago, the loop was just crazy. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and all your calls and 610-632-0975 is how you reach out. We'll open up the phone lines in earnest. Coming up next. Cuz Radio with the Chunis right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Radio with the Chunis.
What up?
Now you'll be glad to know the storms aren't, looks like tonight. So it looks like we're going to have a storm-free day, Andrew.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
My buddy lives up in, like, out up by Malvern, out that way.
Yeah.
Phoenix, between Malvern and Phoenixville.
Okay, yeah, I know that area.
And he said it looks like, Vinny, he said it looks like a, he's like, it's unbelievable. It's like post-apocalyptic, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees in some of those areas out there. So I'm sure a lot went
like
down.
A nuclear bomb hit. He said it took him 30 minutes to find the road that was open.
Well, our Coach Camille couldn't leave his normal time this morning. His neighborhood,
oh, really?
His neighborhood was just blocked. There was no way out of his neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think somebody actually may have taking care of it themselves within their neighborhood, his neighborhood. Like, it was like, all right, enough is enough. We got to get out of here. I go to work.
That's crazy.
But you shouldn't do. You shouldn't, you know, because you don't know.
Because you don't know what wires are live.
Exactly.
Nah, you got to be careful with stuff like this. Yeah, listen, we're here to commiserate. So if you want to call and tell us your plight, feel free, man. I got an ear for you and shoulders. Let's get back to the phone lines. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Chris.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, my man? What's happening?
All right, what's up, Jonas? I say, man, that Drew Brees comment, man, I seen it on Twitter. I really didn't understand it because it's like Kaepernick explained why he took a knee. And first he sat down while the anthem was playing.
Right.
And he talked to a Navy SEAL after that, and the Navy SEAL told him, it's better for you to take a knee than to sit down.
Right.
So he said, instead of disrespecting a military veteran or anything like that, he said he's going to take a knee, which is, I mean, if we can't take a knee in togetherness, I don't understand. You take a knee to pray. To come down, you know what I mean? To humble yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I really didn't get that, especially after Kaepernick explained why he did that. It had nothing to do with no flag or nothing like that. But at the same time, it's like, my grandpa fought in the war, you know what I mean? And it's like, my dad served in the Navy, you know what I mean? My girlfriend served in the Navy. It's like, we as black people, we are part of this America. You know what I mean? We helped build America, even though we aren't even, like, you know what I mean? We don't even know where we're from. I'm 30 years old. So you're talking about, like, going back to Africa or something like that. I can't go back to Africa. I don't know what's going on in Africa.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know the
of course.
My family or anything like that.
Listen, first of all, we're Americans, right? We're all together.
Right.
Right? But first of all, you're more of an if you're going to go lineage, your family was here long before mine. Mine got off of a boat in Ellis Island about 80 years ago or whatever, 70 years ago.
And we got off the boat freely. We didn't get off the boat freely. Like, we didn't ask to come here or nothing like that. Right. But at the same time, we're here and we ain't crying about the situation of being here. It's like the things that are going on. That we should, the flag is waving for a reason of freedom and you know, for people to live their life, you know, for a pursuit of happiness.
No, listen, I think you're exactly right. And I don't understand why Drew Brees would say, I mean, other than that, listen, you know, these guys, they're not the brightest people in the world. You know, just because you're a great quarterback doesn't make you some genius. I mean, you got to be self. You know what's funny? And thanks, brother. Appreciate it, Chris.
No problem. Have a good one, man.
Have a great day, man. You know what's funny? Jeffrey Lurie. And he was mocked for it. Sarcastically. He talked about emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence.
You play that cut all the time. Emotional intelligence won the Eagles a Super Bowl. Make no mistake about it. Emotional intelligence won them a Super Bowl. He had the right coach who came in, and Doug Peterson treated everyone with respect. He treated his players with respect. He treated the staff with respect, unlike his predecessor, who didn't speak to his players, who used to talk down to everyone from the secretary to the custodian or whatever it is. The guy was any who perceived underling he wouldn't even speak to, or he would be nasty to. He was bad guy, right? And Doug Peterson comes in, and Doug has got humility, and Doug has respect for other people, no matter what they do. He's got respect for his players. And, it put them in a different mindset. Now, I'm not saying that's all they needed, but emotional intelligence from a coach can get the best out of his players. To handle your players. Not to say you're a pushover, because I think people take emotional intelligence for weakness. That's not the case. Emotional intelligence also means you know when to push back when you have to. Emotional intelligence is a very important piece of success, whether it's football or any other business. And Drew Brees showed a lack of emotional intelligence, because he couldn't get out of his own way from himself. He just sees himself. He doesn't see, again, it's about looking at other people. It's about having empathy toward somebody else's plight that's not your own. That's what that is. Let's go to Phil. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Phil.
Cuz, what's going on?
What's happening, Phil? What's going on with you?
Not much, because last time we talked was around Dallas week. Feel like 10 years ago now, doesn't it?
Oh man. I don't know about you, Phil. I can't wait for sports, man.
Yeah, I am, and that's what I wanted to get into a little bit, too, because let me just, a little bit of background. Born and raised in the city, grew up playing sports, in youth and high school, stuff like that, was able to be fortunate enough to have those opportunities to give me a college education, right? So I understand when we talk about the values of like sacrifice and teamwork and brotherhood. Sure. I've lived those values, right? I've lived these things, right? Yeah. I'm also a black man born and raised in the city, obviously American. I've had interactions with the police, some negative, some positive. Sometimes I was a knucklehead. Sometimes they had the wrong guys. You know what I'm saying? What I mean, cuz? We got to take everything at individual instances and analyze them for what they are. Now, when I get to the Drew Brees comments, what Drew Brees comments to me, what they opened up for me is they truly opened up my eyes. And like I said, being a part of that sports world and living those values of brotherhood and teamwork and sacrifice and coming together, it showed me that we really kind of aren't as close together as we thought. Just because, like you just mentioned, the emotional intelligence and just being that absent-minded to make those comments. So I can only speak on me personally. Uh-huh. What I'm going to do when sports come back, Taz, I'm a big fantasy football guy. So I know, those that play fantasy football, it takes a lot of, it's time-consuming. And you got to put your energy into it if you want to be successful, right?
Right.
I'm not saying I'm going to stop fantasy football or stop, watching sports or anything like that. But a lot of that energy that I put and the passion that I put into, following sports and being knowledgeable of stats and things of that nature, I'm going to put some of that energy into whether, it's coaching some youth kids or mentoring or
that's great. I mean,
whatever, just doing my part to enact the change.
Hear me out. Listen for one second.
Yeah.
And I think that's noble, right? You put your energies in there, coaching kids and helping kids. I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But don't let Drew Brees sour you on sports.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
It does bring, and just because he's like that,
yeah,
same thing.
No, absolutely.
You don't judge every white player or every other quarterback or whatever it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm saying we always say what? Sports is a distraction, right? I'm saying when they come back, I'm going to treat it and utilize it as that distraction instead of the obsession. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. And listen, what I'm talking about when I say, there's nobility in teaching kids and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I feel you. Yeah. I feel you, brother. Nah, and it goes back to it. It's like, here's the bottom line. What do we care about? You know, the Saints and Drew Brees and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the bigger picture is, yo, dude, how could you be that self-centered?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Without looking out at your own teammates, your own. We talk about, you know, and we all of us have been on a team at some point in our lives.
Absolutely.
And we understand, like, you look at your teammates, you go.
We come from different places.
Right. And you look at them, and you have success together, and you play together. I'm not going to use the word war, but you know what I'm saying. You go and you do your thing together.
Right.
There's a closeness that happens when you play together.
And everybody plays their part to achieve a goal.
Right. And then you should look at your teammate if he's hurting, no matter what, right? No matter what what it is, your teammate's hurting, no matter what his background is. You know, your national inclination to help your teammate. That's all.
Yep. I put the uniform on with people from different backgrounds from me. And when we put that uniform on, we're brothers. And we are here to accomplish a goal. And that's it. Simple and plain.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Listen, you know, Phil,
but yeah, I'm not upset at the comments at all. I'm just motivated. If more than anything,
I hear you. Listen, you know, I mean, whatever works for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I wish you the best, brother. You got it, babe. We'll talk with Eagles Dallas soon, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.